Well, we have another great weekend coming up August 3rd, 4th, and 5th in our area, and that is Weekend in Norfolk. And I love this weekend. I mean, I love Weekend in Norfolk anyway. They appeal now to people in the winter and summer, but I am a summer person. So this weekend really fills the bill for me. And it comes, of course, right at the beginning of August. With us this day to talk about it, we have John Reedman and Sue Frisch with us. John and Sue, thanks for joining us again today.
Pleasure.
You're welcome.
So now we originally when we talked with you folks, it was about a weekend in Norfolk, the summer edition. But then this winter, you had a weekend in Norfolk for the winter edition. How's the weekend progressed with what you offer and how you offer it? I don't know who wants to take that question first.
Sue, why don't you take that?
Okay. Well, we made the summer weekend an annual event. And it was so much fun that when we put out feelers to see if people would like to do it again in the winter, we got an avalanche of sponsors wanting to put on things. So we did have it at the end of February. We're planning to make it an annual event again, so there will be two, summer and winter. And everybody who came had a great time.
All right, so now we're back to the Weekend in Norfolk, the summer edition. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are highlighted here. At first, John, I think this is the first time I've spoken to you about this. Your participation in it and what you feel about how this weekend has progressed and become part of the summer calendar for people.
Well, I jumped into this because I'm part of Infinity Hall. And we thought, you know, our contribution would be best if it centered around music. So we added an outdoor musical element to the weekend. We've done that for a couple of years now. And in our little downtown area, we have a little park where we set up. We have a good sound system, and we set up a stage, and we've had acts come out and play Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Usually it's been local acts, and we've gotten some people that have come through our open mic program and some from outside of that program. And it's been a lot of fun. It's nothing better than music outdoors on a beautiful summer afternoon.
I think that's one of the things that Infinity Hall has added to Norfolk is exactly that there is nothing quite like live music, especially when it's presented the way that's presented at Infinity, which is an intimate yet large enough setting where you can enjoy the company of people, but really enjoy the acts, and also the acts that you provide for people to come into the town. I think you're a big draw for the town, and it's great that you're so involved in town activities.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we really think of ourselves as a big part of the community, which is fitting because the building, Infinity Hall building, was built initially as a community center 130-some years ago. So we're really keeping up with that tradition that's always been there. And to be part of this Weekend in Norfolk is just a natural extension of that, especially now spilling out into the outdoors. It's just really fun, and it's fun, and it brings a lot of attention to people that might not even know Finney Hall exists. So it works both ways. It really helps us too.
Now, Sue, one of the things that I find interesting that is back once again, and that is August 3rd from 3 to 5 during Weekend in Norfolk. Once again, you're inviting people to come get married or renew their vows.
Yes. And we do have one appointment already. We have a justice of the peace ready to marry or people or renew their vows with them, and we'll have an arch, and we'll be on the village green, which is a lovely place to do something like this.
Now, another interesting thing on the 3rd from 5 till 7:30 that I see is the opening reception for the Norfolk Artists and Friends. Wow, their 10th anniversary.
Yes, that is a truly exciting event, and they're going to be having several guest artists this year in addition. So that's a three-day event, and They're going to be having it in the Battelle Steckel Gallery on the Steckel Estate. There'll be signs directing traffic to the gallery all over the place.
Now, you know, this is an event that's really great. We're talking about, once again, with John Reedman and Sue Frisch is the weekend in Norfolk. And it's a family event. And one of the events that I find really pretty cool, which you don't always see, is coming up on August 3rd from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Norfolk Library. And that is a puppet show for kids and as you put it, kids of any age. But if you haven't really truly seen a puppet show with your family, it is a great thing and fun thing to attend.
Yes, it's Monkey and Dino's Funky Puppet Show. I'm a UConn graduate.
And, of course, I'm not going to leave this out. The Norfolk Farmers Market is going to be open from 10 to 1 again on Maple Avenue, which is a farmers market that is now year-round, that has become a staple for people who love farmers markets.
And they'll have special events, too. The Congregational Church will be having a pie sale. There'll be art events going on there, face painting for kids, live music, as well as the wonderful produce that the farmers bring in.
You know, what I think, what I like about this whole event is all the different things that you offer that are both entertaining, informative, and educational. And I think that's what's great about it. And it also exposes Norfolk and a little bit of the history and the grist of Norfolk to people who might only come up here on the weekends and not be aware of everything that Norfolk is since it's been around as the icebox of Connecticut.
One of the things that people may be interested in, partly historic, partly artful, is tours of churches that have magnificent stained glass windows by the likes of Louis Comfort Tiffany. Those tours will be going on, and there'll be docents there to explain the background and how they all fit into the town.
Well, you know, it's you offer, and I'll put it this way, when we're talking about the weekend in Norfolk, the summer edition, once again, is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. There's music, art, nature. You can also call it kids events and much, much more. By the way, if you want more information, you can get it very easily at weekendinnorfolk.org. That's weekendinnorfolk.org. But they're also on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Their information is up on it. And you get a complete list of all the events that are going on. And if you're listening in one of our far-flung places and you need how to get there, you can get directions to Weekend in Norfolk as well. Now, Sue, I've spoken to you ever since Weekend in Norfolk was first originated. What was it, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
This is our third year, so yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. So now, as someone who's been there since the very beginning with the help designing this and put this together, how do you think and what do you think of the way it's grown and the way it's encompassing so many different things?
Well, you know, Marshall, it's been very exciting. Not only have more and more people come from out of town as the word spreads is going on, but the townspeople have been turning out more. They even tell us they've learned things about Norfolk that they didn't know before. And the different organizations, 40 of them, 40 organizations and individuals who are putting on and sponsoring events have only grown in their enthusiasm, Infinity Hall being a case in point, and also the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, which is having a mini festival of its own on Sunday afternoon with a concert for children, a free concert for adults, games, and an ice cream social.
You know, if you're listening to this and you're going to travel to Norfolk, they've got a great section on visiting where, you wouldn't know this unless you saw this. If you want to stay overnight, you got the Blackberry River Inn, the Manor House, the Mountain View Retreat, and dining, well, you've got Infinity, Station Place Cafe, the Wood Creek Bar and Grill, but also the Berkshire Country Store, which I think really has been a big addition to Norfolk, Sue. Just kind of, a store like that kind of stabilizes the town all together and brings it all together.
Brian Craig is a great proprietor. He's been a very, very much a part of the community and made that store a very welcoming place for people to gather.
So there's just so much for you to see and do for the entire weekend. And as I said, it's weekendinnorfolk.org. Weekendinnorfolk.org is on the web. The weekend itself is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And Sue and John, much success and the continued success and growth of this weekend in Norfolk, because it's become part of the schedule of events as a must-do in Northwest Connecticut in the summer. So congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Marshall.